Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials have been dropping off migrants at some local churches. The holidays and government shutdown have not slowed things down. If anything, activists say resources are strained by the number of migrants needing assistance. Our next guest says the drop-offs are happening on an almost daily basis here in Phoenix. Lydia Guzman is with the nonprofit Chicanos Por La Causa, and she joins us. Lydia, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. So first off, who are these migrants that ICE has been dropping off?
These are the asylum seekers, folks that have actually entered through our ports of entry seeking asylum. They're mostly from Guatemala. These are Central American countries. But they're running, escaping violence. They're escaping, they're all kinds of terrible turmoil that's happening and taking place in their countries. A lot of them are actually running for their lives. So these are the folks that have come in, some of them through the migrant caravan, and they're coming in through our ports of entry. They're actually going and knocking on the door and saying, I'm here seeking asylum. The Border Patrol, what they're doing is they're processing these folks, and then they're allowing them to make their asylum cases here in the country.
So why are they being dropped off at churches? I mean, is there a better or maybe more appropriate place that they should be while they're waiting for their cases to go through?
Well, what's happening is that after they get released, when they say that they're going to allow them to make their cases, they're rather than dropping them off at the bus station, because many of them were going to a destination where they have maybe a family member or a loved one that's in the interior part of the country. So rather than dropping them off at the station so that they can go on their journeys, a lot of times their journeys aren't taking place until, days later. And the bus stations were getting overwhelmed. They cannot, have folks staying there for 2 days, 3 days until the folks are departing. And so the churches stepped in. The churches did their part and said, why don't we take them? What happened then is that ICE became, they got very comfortable in starting to drop off folks at the churches. And it was a more humane way to treat these folks. These folks needed to make phone calls. Some of them need to bathe and shower. Some of them need proper warm food because they haven't been, they haven't been eating warm food. And so they're allowing them to do this. The churches, basically what they're doing is they're allowing them to stay, eat, shower, and then they're taking them to whether it's the Greyhound station or the airport so that they can continue on with their journey. When they arrive to their destination, what's happening is that the migrants will then check in with their local ICE office as promised, and they all have paperwork from immigration where they're going to be checking in so that they can continue on with their asylum case. None of these folks that have been released by ICE cause any danger. They've all been vetted by ICE.
So what is the situation for the churches? I mean, I would imagine that not all of them have done this before and not all of them necessarily know what to expect or have the resources to help make these folks comfortable and get them what they need.
So we're talking about several coalitions of churches. And here in Phoenix, this is not the only community that's doing this. There are communities out in Tucson, out in San Diego, out in Texas. You've seen the ones out in Texas. So there are several communities that are stepping forward. They're faith-based groups, and we're not talking about maybe just one religion or this is the coalition of different faiths. Here's what's happening is they're getting stretched out really thin. It's one thing to receive a group of anywhere between 75 to 100 for maybe one or two nights. But when you have folks that are receiving that almost on a daily basis, though they're rotating churches, the resources get stretched out really thin. The volunteers also get, they get burned out. And so there's a constant need for help. There's always an ask the public, come and help out. There's donations to be made, food, because, these folks have to eat. Someone has to cook for them. Someone has to make sure that they're being taxied over to the Greyhound. All of that takes a lot of manpower and a lot of resources. And these churches are just getting tapped out.
And Lydia, quickly before we have to let you go, is there any reason to think that this is not going to continue for some time now?
We don't know how long this is going to continue, and we hope that there's some sort of changes that are being made within the administration. Hopefully, folks with this new administration will look at this and act quickly and swiftly, because this is not the proper way to handle this influx of folks. There has to be a better way, and there has to be a more humane way. These folks need help, because if they stay in their country, they're going to die. But how do we as a community help ease their transition? That's what we need to work on.
All right. That's Lydia Guzman with the nonprofit Chicanos por la Causa. Lydia, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Good to talk to you. Bye-bye.